AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so horny this fine Wednesday morning. I mean, when I think hump day, first thing in the morning, Manhattan, I think, yeah, I accept your rose. I'm feeling really randy. Things are really working out for me. Things are so good. I'm crazy busy. I have a lot of projects happening. I can't talk about it. I'm just crazy busy. I'm just blessed. I'm just really blessed. I'm too blessed to stress. Hello, my bunnies. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, and I'm coming to you from the fanciest studio I have ever done this podcast in. It is so exciting. I'm in Midtown Manhattan at the heart of iHeartRadio. There's posters of Miley Cyrus everywhere, which is just what I want to have happen. I am so excited. Tana's on her way. Her Uber driver screwed her up. I don't know, but she's coming. This guest, I came to New York and I could have flown back last night, and I actually stayed because I wanted to talk Bachelor with one of my favorite people, with this, certainly one of my favorite comedians. She makes me laugh so hard. I also need to discuss an evening that I recently had with her. She hosts a radio show on Sirius XM. She's a stand-up comedian. You might know her from The View. You know her from everything. Michelle Collins.
It's Arden. It's been a dream of mine to be on your podcast.
Can I just, I'm honestly, so happy to have you here.
I'm so thrilled. And I also worked with The Bachelor until I no longer do, and now I can talk whatever I want to say.
Can I
so
just,
great.
I feel like I'm with like a true expert, and it's.
No, you're the expert.
I mean, I didn't start until Caitlyn's season, mm-hmm. So this is really like, I feel really excited to break it down with you. And I know I said a couple days ago that Derek was going to be here. Allegedly, Derek is the only Bachelor who actually has a job.
That's why he's the handsomest one, though.
That's right.
Because he works.
Doesn't he? And he looks, he's like, he looks just like Derek, but he's like even hotter.
He is really
hot.
He's
a sweetie pie.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, Derek's coming. I can't look like shit today.
You
I'm
know
not
what?
Kidding. I was like, I got to wake up early and
you
get
know what?
And now he's not here.
I should have warned you because last night when he canceled, I actually, because I knew I wasn't going to get much sleep last night, and I felt really relieved that, because I knew I was
going to. Thank you for telling me.
I'm so sorry.
I found out when I got here, but and look, I mean, I'm in a full Lil Bo Peep costume. I have a staff.
I know.
I'm like, he's not here.
You know
here.
What? I know. You know what? And he does have a thing for shepherdesses, and I got to say, so does America. And you know, we have some listeners in Australia who are so randy right now, just thinking about that. Shout
like,
out
oh,
to you.
Oh, it's so randy. I'm not
staff. I'm so round. So randy. I'm going to cut the grass. That I watch Bachelor Australia, and then when you cut somebody, when you pull somebody out and like, can I steal you for a second? They call it cutting the grass.
Really?
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Can I cut the grays, please?
I want to say before we get going, Michelle and I had, like, I'm going to say a dream evening. Side note, one of the nice things about Derek not being here is I feel like we can speak more freely because he's like probably friends with the people that are on the show.
Our cycles will certainly sync faster if he's not here.
Exactly.
I feel.
Finally.
I'll be like more like Cash if he's not here because I can like really be Mish.
Exactly.
If he were here, I'd be like Derek Mish, which is a different Mish.
No, I had cocktails with him last week and
he
said that you guys were friends and that you always text him when you're in his neighborhood.
That's not true.
Okay. That's
a liar. I think once, well, I know where he lives because I met him across the street from his apartment.
Yeah.
And the thing that I remember about him, hello.
That's our producer, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I remember that he has red velvet curtains.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh because
like
I was
a bordello.
Like, it was such a funny detail.
Like a bordello.
And that he was like maybe going to change him. And I said, I actually love velvet.
Yes.
Sucker for velves.
Totes. Sex for the velves.
Tom Hanks tuxedo jacket at the Oscars.
Yes.
I'm in. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Oh, my God. You know what I also love about you, Michelle, because you're on a different time zone than me. And
true.
I feel like our comedy cycles are synced because every time I'm about to record something that makes me laugh and film it to put on like an Instagram story, I see like I get there and you've already recorded it. And it's like the same things that make me laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, my obsession, as soon as watching the Oscars, I'm watching Keanu and Diane Keaton with him going, hello, Diane.
I love Keanu.
Oh my God, I love him so much.
I love how
so
weird
much.
He is.
I love him so much.
He's really a good spirit.
I have two friends. They loved him. I have two friends that are in Bill and Ted's, and they loved. I mean, I think he's everything you want Keanu to be.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic.
He's like a surfer, like free spirit mentality.
He's everything.
When I lived in LA, though, nothing frustrated me more. It actually made me hate live tweeting because once the show aired on the East Coast, it's a total like
spoiler,
blue balling. Like just kind of you don't feel excited anymore.
No. I know.
To get into it. So that sucks for you. And one of the reasons I was happy to move back to New York is to beat you specifically.
greetings, Anna.
Hi,
Hosnier.
Hi.
Okay. Before we get going, we're about to get the bachelor thing. I just need to say, Michelle invited me to be her date to the Dolomite premiere before the holidays.
Can I say one funny thing?
Yeah.
I get invites here in New York, never in LA, only New York, to like premieres or beautiful, wonderful events, usually through Cinema Society.
Great.
And I get this Dolomite premiere and I think, oh, Arden's in town. I never see you. Let's go together. I got remember what I wore? I looked like truly Sherpa in Tibet. Like I wore this turtleneck dress.
You looked great.
Well, the point is Arden, my date, goes rent the runway.
Yeah.
She's the size of a human doll.
Yeah.
Comes in lace cutouts, the ribs out, the whole shit. And I'm there in a full you look great, obviously. Upstaged
this
is my point.
No. Let me just say, the fact that that's what you remember tells me that your brain is trying to kill you because you were the belle of the ball.
Are you kidding me?
Can I just say?
It's true. A lot of people talk to me that night.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, your brain is so mean to you because Eddie Murphy.
It's true.
We both wanted to meet Eddie Murphy. And again, we're going to get to The Bachelor. I promise.
No, it's Eddie. He can wait.
Eddie Murphy walks up. We were talking to Keegan-Michael Key because I was on Mad TV with him.
Give yourself credit for this because if not for you, this would not have happened.
Yes.
Go on.
So then Michelle and I, our whole goal was to meet Eddie. So we positioned ourselves. We were near Keegan.
Can I just say why?
Yes, yes.
Because Eddie Murphy is tied with Martin Lawrence and Chris Rock, I would say, comedy idols.
Yes.
Nobody's funnier. Nobody's smarter.
He was it.
We were like, just seeing him,
Eddie's like a shy guy.
Well, he's a billionaire the most famous.
And he's been famous since he was 19.
Yeah.
Eddie walks up and we're talking to Keegan and Keegan was like, oh, Eddie, this is Arden and Michelle. And Eddie walks up like grinning like a lighthouse beam drawn to Michelle Collins and even Keegan's face was like clearly he'd done Dolomite, like he'd been around Eddie. I don't think he was like a kid in a candy shop just like delighted just walking up and as if he knew you.
You are making me I feel like I'm blushing right now. My lips are tucked into my gums because this is the love of my life. Like I and his beautiful wife was there before reach out. I
you
know
you were so amazing. And then also that guy, the other actor, that
Giancarlo Esposito,
I mean, truly
took my number and never texted.
No,
Gus Fring. That's true.
But I feel like there was like multiple guys.
I was like doing something that night.
I am a very good wing woman. So cut out or no cut out, like, like, you know, I am there to support. And like, I felt like magic was sprinkled. It was a joy.
Eddie interaction, I look back with delight and regret because what do you say to this guy? It's like meeting Queen Elizabeth. Oh God!
You kept talking. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But he was tickled. He was just in.
He was nice.
He was drinking it all in. And then you were like, oh my God, this is your biggest nightmare. You're just gonna think of this tall white woman bothering you. Which made me laugh for days.
Which is true, but that's his type.
But
he loves a tall woman.
I know.
Of
great.
Any kind.
I loved it.
And I'm telling you, I'm so in. If they're open at all, please call.
I loved it. Okay, speaking of, here's my question for you. Opening night of The Bachelor. You're one of the bachelorettes. You're in the limo. What's your opening outfit and theme getting out of the limo?
Same dress with the Eddie thing, full turtleneck gown. It would have to be just a turtleneck up like Jughead style to the nosties. and a little crown.
Yeah, great.
And I'd walk over. That's
a
cute.
A crown. I like a turtleneck dress with a crown.
That actually would be chic.
I would have a stupid mullet dress because I would panic and I wouldn't know. I would want to have like
a high low.
High low. I would be like, I'm going to wear a mini dress, but I want to be formal so that I have like a long train in the back. It would be bad. Anna, how are you? Okay, great.
I'm trying to think of what my line would be. It'd have to be about my height. Although Peter's tall, they usually pick a tall bachelor, so I think I wouldn't look freakish.
No. If you would, first of all, you're stunning.
No. I'm 6'1". I always say to people,
but you could be like Victoria F with her dry pussy joke that came out.
That bombed.
And she's still around, and she has a weird personality,
and she looks like the Queen Ant from Ants with a Z.
I think that she looks like Jenny Slate if Jenny Slate had a Keen painting done of her with the people with the big eyes.
Almond eyes. Someone else. Tweeted at me that she looks like the woman from The Dark Crystal. There's like a Muppet, a real bug lady from The Dark Crystal.
100%.
She's very buggy.
She's adorable.
Cute.
I have to say, now, I've been defending her, like, as far as I've been trying to give her. No, I'm not defending her.
With the crying?
At first, I felt like she gave a good first date at the amusement park. But now I'm finding, like, and I've been trying to go, okay, maybe she's just very young and her White Lives Matter thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, with the fish and a vegan and, like, maybe it's just a really misguided young dum-dum. But I'm starting to find her to be a real drip now.
She is a
total drip.
Drag.
Total drag.
Imagine knowing someone where every time you talk to them, you're like, are they going to cry?
They're going to go stand against a wall and cry in a corner.
I almost never cry. I mean, like, it's called rock bottom. Like, I have to be at a breaking point, like exhausted and just done.
Yeah.
I have never cried on a date.
No.
I've never cried. Maybe that's why I'm alone. I should learn to access it.
I have never cried on a date. Never.
I mean, it's psycho.
I would rather move to Canada. Like, if I cried in front, I would move to another country.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, I would just move to another country. If I cried in front of you on a date, you would never see.
It would be over.
I would change my name, move to a different national. Like, I just wouldn't be. I would be gone.
My question to you is,
yes, Michelle,
with Peter, who to me looks like a beautiful wharf seal in San Francisco. I feel like, because he's very hairless.
Yeah. He's like an eel.
He's like a good body, but it's not too good, which I like.
So I say he's like the hottest improviser in class.
That's so funny.
He's like,
that
the
is
hottest.
Exactly.
Like,
it.
He's not going to be the home team. He's not. He's going to be good. He's hot enough that he'll keep getting passed, but he'll never get.
He's not the hottest pilot.
Oh, no.
By a long shot.
No.
Actually, there are some hot. I dated a pilot once. Can
you
I just say?
Yes, yes, please.
Hopefully he doesn't
speak
listen.
Speak freely.
I dated.
He's a huge Will You Accept This Rose fan. Huge.
I dated a pilot.
Yeah, great.
When I lived in LA, actually,
yeah,
we
great.
Met at the airport. He was the pilot on my plane.
Oh.
It is one of the hottest stories that has ever happened to me. We met.
What airline?
Virgin.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
That was the hot
R.I.P.
one. That was the hot one.
The
that
hot
was
one.
The hot one with the hot steward. Because they were international waters. They could discriminate when they hired and only hire attractive people.
He was American.
They
but
were
yes.
allowed to legally discriminate and only hire attractive people.
This was Virgin America before they tanked.
Loved.
But the point
which
is,
I loved.
And he was very hot. He was a former fatty. With abs now.
Great.
And what he would do is show them everywhere, which I found embarrassing. It's please, we're at Le Cirque. Like, you know, come on. But I will tell you, he wasn't very smart.
Yeah,
and I'm
that's
only
okay.
saying that
that's okay.
I don't want to shun myself from the pilot community because I would easily date another pilot.
Yes.
But it frightened me because I'm like, he was good with buttons,
but
not great conversationally, but hot.
How long did you guys make out?
Well, make out. A couple months.
That's
he didn't
good.
Live in L.A. He
Great,
lived
perfect.
In Louisiana. So
that's
when he was
perfect.
In town,
yes.
it was hot. We'd go to like the Hilton LAX. It was fun.
Oh, my God. That's fun.
I was like very slutty. It was really great.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I used to be fun.
Does
Eddie Murphy know that?
Have you ever worn exciting lingerie?
I have. I have a whole. Why do you ask me that?
Because
don't most women?
I feel like I need more. I feel like I went to a lingerie party and I felt like I'm not enough of a woman.
Well, I would not wear it at a party.
No,
I would
no,
go
do,
in a flannel.
I need to buy it. So you have exciting stuff.
You know where I buy it?
Where?
Because I've got big old tees
yeah,
and
too.
A big old ass.
I have a titties.
I mean, I'm a curvy girl.
Yeah.
ASOS.
Great.
You know why? Because the thing with lingerie is this. It's not ever well made. Even like Asian provocateur, yeah. It's lace.
So
you just need it. It's like a one and done.
To question, do you wear, and I'm literally asking this because I feel like I'm not enough of a woman. Do you wear like a teddy? Do you wear like, it's like a bra
this
and panty
intimate.
Situation?
I do love a matching bra and panty set.
Yes.
Big into that. And I love beautiful bras.
I have that. I don't have any like 90s. I don't have anything like.
I don't do 90s because I don't really see the point in a 90s. If I had a husband, maybe I would. For these situations I'm involved in, 90s are superfluous.
Yeah.
I tell you what I just got. Is this like too personal?
No,
I don't even give a shit.
I love it.
I just bought a velvet bodysuit, but it's like an underwired, very sexy bodysuit from ASOS on sale that is so fucking killer.
Oh my God.
That I actually might wear it even like under something that's sheer. It's sexy and it's really good. Black velvet.
Anna, do you wear lingerie?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
I don't know.
I feel like I need. I feel like maybe for Valentine's Day I need something.
But
more
I also
exciting.
Wear Spanx. Like I wear shapewear almost every single day.
I love
a
shapewear.
I've even found shapewear that's like lacy and not
Me
Mrs.
Too.
Doubtfire-y
because
I look like Mrs. Doubtfire. If I have beige shapewear on, chubby kids are laughing at me across the street when he's putting the face on.
Right. Okay.
When the truck runs
it
over.
That's not good.
It's not great.
That's
for me.
Not good. We don't need
I
that.
I don't love it either.
Okay. Here we are. We're in Lima, Peru.
Yes.
And we had to watch them walk, run around, and fake go. Whoa! This is so fun.
Yeah, but alpacas.
I mean, they're so cute.
Exciting.
I would love to go to Peru, and the alpacas are so cute. And like the is that where Machu Picchu
it
is?
It is.
You guys, great.
Look I at actually
me.
Would love to go to Peru.
Me too. Yeah. My friend went and said it was fantastic. Mm. So then Kelly. Who I really loved, I feel like she either just gave up the will to live or the producers got to her. Because I was actually rooting for her to be charming enough to become the next Bachelorette. And this episode, they got their hands on her and she was like, Peter, take me to the alpacas, which is how I felt. But it was like, that's not going to win you over in the mansion situation.
She came through with a Fleet Week energy, almost like a Samantha on Sex and the City. Like,
yes.
Look, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to do this. First of all, they would never make her the Bachelorette.
No, she's too smart.
She's too smart, but even her look,
I
hate
right.
to tell you, but
yeah,
and right. I say that they would never make me it either before people text me.
Yeah.
She didn't have the look for it. Yeah. She was a little, her look did not do anything for me.
Yeah.
And her energy was so throwaway, which is actually fun. It's probably how we would all be.
I mean,
but you can't do it on the show.
I have to tell you, I've never seen somebody try less. It was amazing.
It was good.
It was incredible. It was an incredible moment. So we see Peter. He's in his hotel room. He's FaceTiming his mom. Hi, Pashi.
Don't let her go.
Bring her home.
Bring her home to us.
Bring her home to me, Peter.
You don't.
My bangs are in front of my face. Bring her home, Peter. Don't let her go. Bring her home to me, Peter.
Full Westminster, by the way.
Oh my God, your photos on the Westminster Dog Show.
Let's not even go there because it'll distract me.
Okay.
But Peter's mother's energy in that clip.
I love it. It's the best. It's the best mom energy of ever. It's better. It's better than a JoJo's mom of she is a princess. She needs to be treated like a queen. And his brother's tongue kissing her on the mouth in their cowl neck sweaters.
I
will take Peter's mom. Bring her home. Okay, she's so ready for her close up. I love it. I love Peter's mom. I'm there for it. And she's like, Mom, it's down to the final six. It's a 2-way spree. They all have the same. My biggest fear is that this person, I'm going to be feeling it, and the person's going to like me, but they're not going to like me that much. She's like, you have to be truthful, Peter. You have to risk telling your truth. And then he's like, I'm going to go talk to the girls.
Yeah.
So he goes and he's like, look, girls, my biggest fear is that I want to be with, like, do you want to be with me? Do you see yourself having a family meet with me one day? It's like they've been on one group. Like, they're
I
like,
know.
We just met. We hung out at like a food court at a mall.
And side note, the big bomb that dropped, Secret Virgin. Secret Virgin? Is a twist I didn't see coming.
Okay.
Because, excuse me, you don't tell him?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole thing that you let him know?
Yeah.
So that the windmill stops it swinging here and you know that to lock the door?
Okay, wait for Secret Virgin.
I'm sorry, I'm excited.
I know.
But I'm just saying, that pissed me off. But okay, go in your order.
In my mind, that's what the mom, in my mind, and we've all been, in my mind, Secret Virgin, she knows that he... Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So we're almost there.
I get it.
It just bothers
me.
So he picked her out and he takes Madison. And Madison goes, I am ready for marriage. And all the girls start talking. Natasha's pissed that she didn't get another one-on-one, that Maddie got a second one-on-one. And he was like, this is kind of badass. And he's like, at first we started off really hot, but then I slowed down. It's like, yeah, because you got distracted by like Alea and Champagne Gate. Like it slowed down because of you, bro.
He's the most. Let me just say one thing about him.
Please.
This is like really cathartic for me because I've been watching the season and I have nowhere to go.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
He's the most wishy-washy, nonsensical ghost in the night. He's like an Indonesian spirit. Like, does he even exist? I'm like, this guy comes in. There's no...
Yeah.
I mean, and this isn't about like gender roles and about masculinity and femininity. But there's like no balls. Like, come in.
No balls.
What do you want? Who are you even? I don't know anything about this guy.
But don't you find that... generally the bachelors are like that. I felt like Colton was kind of like that.
I didn't even watch Colton. I couldn't deal with Colton. I had to check out of that
one.
I'll
be
honest,
they hire nice guy people pleasers who are kind of politicians
sort of. But even like Ari, who I did not like, but I did watch a season, was an unlikable guy. Peter's not unlikable.
No, Peter's very likable,
but it's just like, do you have a shred of personality? It's like, I see this guy and I know he speaks Spanish. That's the one twist with
him,
is that this like the whitest man alive can bust out with the Spanish.
The whitest man alive is Cuban.
This is the biggest and I'm from Miami. I ain't never seen Peter walking around Calle Ocho. I've never seen any man that looks like Peter with his wings on buying vacas fritas on Calle Ocho. Like, who is he? That is the twist about him that's like, this is like, he might be a demon.
By the way, that is why they're bringing him to every Spanish-speaking country in the
world.
You
know, you're funny,
because it's like, that is the one panty dropper about him, is he is a pilot who's this little, like, cherub.
Like,
and
dorky guy,
he's this dorky dude who can speak, but then he can throw down with Spanish. And quite honestly, his scar made him a little more interesting, but he can't stop talking about, like, got my Band-Aid off like a big boy. Big boy got his Band-Aid. Sorry, I fell into a glass that was in my hand.
That's like, some shit that would happen to me. That was the first thing he did, and I was like, wait, I feel that. Because it's like a height thing. Like, he didn't see it. And as a tall person, everything is a hazard.
I would do that just because I'm an awkward operator.
Ew, and why did they give him that weird Band-Aid?
Well, we were saying it feels like a PA or like the person that was in the sort of like the yurt with the candles. Yurt. It feels like they put just like a witch doctor with like sticks and mud and like silly
like Adobe.
Putty. Yeah,
it was an Adobe Band-Aid.
It was an Adobe Band-Aid. Yeah. He's like, he kept being like, oh, and they had to be like, oh, your scar's kind of hot. It's he's been getting sweatier and sweatier. His face is puffier and puffier.
No makeup artist. They didn't get the clearance to go to Peru. He is so schwitzing in every single thing. He looks like the girl who does my Botox on the east side. Shiny head. I'm going, does anyone have a mattifier? Give him an Olay, you know, the paper. Rice paper. You're in Peru.
I'm wondering if
he's so shiny.
I think that he's imploding from the. I feel like his scar. We were saying last week that it was almost like, you know, when you watch, like, if you've seen the nightly news in the last 10 years, it's like marketed towards 90-year-olds.
Yes.
So it's all like the toe fungus ads and the toe fungus.
Mesothelium.
The fungus talks to you like a cartoon. It felt like once that thing moved in, and there's like a cartoon creature, like, live your truth, Peter, like talking from his forehead. But now, like, I think he's like on pain meds, sweating. He wants to go bone Hannah. Like, he's he's just like, I feel like starting to hit the wine, you know, like
he's unraveling.
He's unraveling.
I get that.
And I also he's a nice guy, people pleaser who is getting manipulated. He's in over his head.
It's like watching a 7-year-old on The Bachelor. Yeah. It's kind of like a joke. Yeah. It's a kid.
It's a kid. Yeah. It's a boy. It's like a big boy. He's like, oh, he got his pilot wings.
It's Pinocchio.
Big boy.
Yes. And Geppetto is Chris Harrison.
Yes. I miss Elon. It was better when Elon was manipulating
Elon was
it.
Funny. So the thing the show had.
I miss Elon.
I will say, I am enjoying the season.
Yes, me too. Me too.
I really am.
Me too.
Because I think they cast the right girls on it to make it fun.
100%.
But I do admit that Elon was the only funny person who worked on the show. So he added humor to it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes that even went a little overboard for me too.
Oh,
it was
trying
to be too funny. And I was like, all right.
I love the editing of Bachelor in Paradise.
The best.
Hey.
Oh, picture.
Oh, picture time. Jeez.
Warn us. I'll put my earrings back on.
Okay, so we have, so he goes on the boat with Madison, and he goes, she feels like my best friend. My best friend that I could also fall in love with. I'm like, so then we watch them kissing, and she's like, it feels so good when we're together. Peter, this is confusing. It's difficult with families coming up. I know how I work, and I feel like there's no going back about this. And then she goes, I'm here for you. I like you. He's like, I'm so glad you told me that. I mean, this is so boring reading this, but I'm like, this is a conversation that people have.
I have never, ever been told by anyone that they're here for me.
Yeah.
And I've never been here for anybody. I've never said it in my life. I've never been like, I'm here for you.
No.
Oh my God.
No. Because I'm not.
No, I'm a selfish. Yeah. Not even like that. It's implied I'm out with someone that I'm here for them. I mean, why am I here?
And then we watched them lying around, kissing on the boat. Mm. And that should have been warning that she's secret virgin. Because when you think about, like, he is a horny dude. Mm. And when you think about the chemistry that he had with Hannah in that sauna, getting at it in that sauna last in the windmill.
That sauna was hot. That was hot. Steamy.
He's super horny. And, like, they're kind of kissing. And, like, he wants to like her. I feel like he's just talking himself into a nice person. So we find out. Mm. They go on the thing. Madison has quit. Oh, so we're back. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Kelsey starts talking shit. And she's like,
I love
like,
Kelsey, by the way.
I do. I love her.
Obsessed.
I also love, like, how she got accused of drinking too much. And at first I was like, why are her teeth blue? And then I see this huge glass of red wine. I'm like, oh, she's got wine teeth. Like, no, it's full wine teeth.
Kelsey, let me tell you something. That's who they should make the Bachelorette.
I would love
that. Do you want a good season? First of all, she's gorge.
Gorge. Like, My friend said she has Michael Jackson nose.
No, she has no nostrils. Yeah. They're like two narrow slits.
We had a fan email in us. There was an old photo of her. She had a cute as a button nose. Did not need to alter it.
Well, her mother, you saw in the hometowns, her mother has a natural cute nose.
Yeah.
But she effed with her nose and she's getting a little MJ,
okay. She's still a stunner.
Little Neverlandy, but you know what? That's fine.
She's still a stunner.
Still gorge. And, but she's so funny and she's
I love her.
Perfectly nuts.
Nuts.
That she would be the best Bachelorette because she'd be so hurt, but
there
like,
we go. There
manipulated.
We go.
She has the look.
Yes.
She's manipulative,
great,
but also easily hurt. Ugh.
Oh my God, Michelle, thank you. So I've been wondering, I'm like, who's going to be your absolutely right.
And she's got star power.
Yes.
Because you like looking at her. So
I love
it's like fun
her.
Watching her.
I feel like I'm watching one of the gals from like Austin Powers, like
yes,
a fembot.
Fembot.
Exciting.
The Adderall and birth control shit. I was like, yes. I loved that.
I love the Adderall. Although, was McKenna's lip licking Adderall? What was all the lip licking?
Well, people
licking?
Said it was something worse than Adderall. There was something up with McKenna that night. I don't
know. Okay. What do you think? What is worse than Adderall? I don't know.
I wouldn't. Obviously, look at me physically. I wouldn't know.
Okay, great. So, Kelsey starts talking shit. And she was like, everyone loves Madison. But I don't want her to come back. And then Natasha was like, I'm hopeful that bitch doesn't come back. Which I loved. And then Madison, and Peter, and they're like dancing. They're at some real at a concert for the first time that actually felt like they stumbled into a real little club.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is so real and vulnerable and raw. And they go for dinner under the stars. And then she says the following, which I would never want to hear from somebody. I look up to my dad so much. Like, I don't want somebody to be like, you're just like my mom. And I've always wanted to make out with my mom.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, please.
I'm 6'1", my dad is 5'8". Yeah. I've never looked physically up. Yes, I mean, he's a little man.
Yes,
little
that's
Jewish
amazing.
Man in Miami.
I love this.
On Calle Ocho. In Vacas Fritas with Peter's mom. But yes. I don't know if I'm allowed to interrupt you. I just have thoughts. I got to get him out.
You're the best.
No.
You're getting a 5 gold star review, as a guest.
I just cannot wait. There is a parental obsession people have, and I love my parents.
Yeah.
Creepy. Continue.
I agree with you. That's exactly it.
Creepy.
Where she was like, I look up to my dad and I watched how my dad has loved my family and me and his my mom. They have a strong relationship. He's also got a strong relationship with the Lord. Faith is my whole life and all of who I am, and I want a man that also has a relationship with the Lord, and we can grow in that way together. Now,
God bless.
I mean, it's nice that that's what she knows and that's what she wants and that's what she was raised in. It's odd to see it in the context of a man that's boned somebody 4 times in a windmill.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you've left your hometown, she's cute as a button. She clearly has a nice family. There's a certain, like, and it works for her. And, like, but to then go on to The Bachelor, did that strike you as, like, he had a silence in it, and then he stared at her. And
but they always find girls like this. And then guys,
and
actually.
And then he said, I'm falling in love with you. He said, I'm totally hear that, and I want a family one day more than anything. It inspires me so much. I was raised in a Christian household. I do feel my faith could be stronger. I'm not proud of it. It's important to me. I've always been a believer. But you know what? And she's like, and then he goes, I feel so good about you. He looked puffy and bored, and then he goes, I know that I am falling in love with you, which might be the first time I've heard the guy say it first. Michelle.
People love her. They love Madison. Yeah. Of all the girls left, I think the Twitter consensus is she's the front runner.
Okay.
I think she's very pretty. She's sweet. I have nothing against her at all. I like the Lord shit. Great.
Yeah.
Whatever you like to do, I say God bless. But and the dad thing, even fine. A lot of girls are like that with their dads.
Not
I love my dad. But I think that's okay. I... I don't get, you know the term no salt, no pepper?
Yes.
She just doesn't have, like, for me, like, yes, a spice.
Well, and I feel like he was, his
he
bell,
doesn't either, though.
His bell so. Was really rung by Hannah B. Like, yeah. Like, his bell was rung.
And she's a nut.
And like, she's
Hannah,
a nut.
Hannah B's got a nutty vibe.
He clearly likes a handful. Like he is keeping around some of the cuckoo nuts. And, mm-hmm, like, he clearly likes the situation. And, like, I'm wondering if Madison is too balanced.
Well, she's 23.
She's a really good basketball player.
She can dribble a b-ball.
Yeah.
And she wants to then put it inside her and then have it as a baby. Like, she wants kids.
Yes.
I think she's one of those girls, she wants to have kids ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, when you meet in a reality show like this, if the best idea is to immediately get married and have kids.
Yes.
I just think you need to wait. And at 23, you know, different cultures. I mean,
yeah,
23,
right.
I was like watching SpongeBob. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Just different people.
Yeah.
But I, good luck to her. I don't know what to say. I just feel like this is, it doesn't seem right to me.
I do get freaked out when people want to date their dad, personally.
I know.
Now, granted, I didn't have a great dad, but it was still like, I just think in general, branch out. It's
like, your
dad.
Dad's bald, and I love bald guys, so
yes,
we all have our things.
Yes.
Fetishes. I'm joking.
Yeah, yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I love a bald, though.
Do
I like
you. My friend,
love,
my best friend loves a bald. She
I love,
loves a bald.
I, you know, they have more testosterone. There's something about it.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's why Stanley Tucci tops.
Is bald number one for you?
No.
What's your top dog? Like, if you could pick
physically?
Any, yeah.
Oh, God. Bald is up there. Honestly, like, body and height. I mean, I'm very shallow and I do nothing.
It.
I don't
I
go
love.
To the gym. I look what I'm wearing, but
you
I
look
love.
Great.
I do love the height thing, but I do date shorter if they have body to make up for the height.
I love all of this. This is exciting.
I love a salt and pepper, too.
Yeah.
I have daddy issues. Listen, I'm not going to sit here
look,
and point fingers.
Look, believe me, I wouldn't be at midday
yeah.
on a Wednesday talking about The Bachelor.
I'm superficial is what I'm trying to say.
Yes!
Like, they just have to be,
oh,
like,
yeah.
overall, I'd say, like, top 20% handsome.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love it.
I mean,
love
really,
it
I'm just going to tell it like it is. Okay, go
okay, on. We're going to take a quick ad break, and we'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, we're back. Before we get back to The Bachelor, I just wanted to thank, we have so many awesome people that have emailed in that you guys got your pre-orders for your book, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It actually, on Amazon, is for new releases in comedy. It was number one on new releases in comedy.
That's exciting.
Which is so exciting. And it's like, so I had somebody, like one of the book people emailed me, and they're like, do you think that's from Watch What Happens Live? And part of me was like, no, like, it's my
yeah,
podcast.
That's
piece.
Awesome.
Like,
congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it really, for all the people that are out there listening, like, you know, you just know this has been quite a journey. I'm not gonna overshare right now because there's a lot of new listeners and I don't want to freak you out. So I'll tell you more later on. But the old listeners know the journey that this has
yeah.
been, and a lot of that is on the page, and it just really means a lot. And you guys have there's been so many amazing emails. And so when we get back to LA next week, we're going to put everybody who sent in their receipts. We're going to be picking five people we're going to send t-shirts to. And honestly, like, I don't know how much the publisher if they're going to like send me on tour or whatever, but like I really feel like the podcast people are going to make this thing a freaking hit, and it's like, yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Should do a podcast book tour.
Hell yeah. Well, that, oh my god. Mm-hmm. That would be a blast. Mm-hmm. I actually, part of me was like, if we actually, because my dream is to be a New York Times bestseller. You have to sell 8,000 copies. It's all about the pre-order.
You can do that.
I feel like we've sold, I don't know, 50, maybe.
Can I give you the name for your tour?
Yes.
You're going to really love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you accept this prose?
Oh! Thank
you. Please, I want credit for that. Oh, that is it.
Well, I was thinking, like, if we actually made it.
No one's even looking at me.
Thank you. Oh, my God. If we actually, like, made it a bestseller, I had this vision yesterday for the Will You Accept This Prose tour.
Yeah.
Shout out Michelle Collins. That I would want to do a free live podcast / book signing in my mom's yard in Rhode Island.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fun. I don't know where anybody would stay. I don't know. I'm sure.
At the beach.
Yeah. You can all camp out of my mom's. Yeah, but, like, I would want to go to JJ's house and have everybody go to JJ's house to celebrate if we got to be a New York Times bestseller.
That'd be fun.
So we just have 7,950 more copies to sell.
That's not true. You're going to sell so many.
Yeah. I'm hoping. But that would be my present to you guys. If we make it a bestseller, we'll go do a live podcast in JJ's yard.
I'll plug
and then
on
I'll
my
get arrested.
Show that tomorrow.
Would be,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my, that would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll
Thank
buy one.
Thank you.
Too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so they're on cloud nine, and he tells her. Were you surprised that he said "I love you" first to her?
I don't think his brain is screwed on right. I think that he's. I just don't know if he knows what he's doing. It's like watching someone unzip their jeans after Thanksgiving, where it's just like, what is going on? Like, you know, there's just no thought. I don't know if he thinks.
Yes. Yeah. Anna Hosni is here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Yeah. I don't know. First of all, I don't know if I'm starting to fall in love with you really means anything. I feel like
right.
You're either like kind of like I'm into it or like I'm still considering you
right.
as an option.
No, I think in the terms of Bachelor, it's a big moment.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
They do split it though. There's like, I think I could fall in love with you. I'm starting to fall in love with you. And then I'm in love with you. If somebody told me that they were starting to fall in love with me, in my mind, they just declared their love.
Yeah,
but it's
not.
Yeah.
But it's not fully that. It's like a promise ring.
But aren't they not allowed to say I love you until after they pick?
Well,
that's what I heard.
I mean, they're not supposed to, but like.
That's the rule, I thought, but
it's
happened.
Didn't Ben Higgins blow it with JoJo?
Oh, my number one Bachelor.
Oh, my God. I got to do Ashley I and Ben Higgins podcast. Oh. He wasn't in person. We Skyped with him.
I would have stormed out. I just want you to know. Because you know he's my number one, and I've met him. He is so sweet and hot.
He
and
was
shit.
So sweet.
Ugh. I love Ben.
And then Nick Viall recently asked me to do his podcast. I don't have a date yet, but everybody says he's like super hot in person.
Oh, you never met Nick?
No, have you?
Yeah.
Is he
many
hot?
Times.
Is he hot?
You know what's going to shock the shit out of you?
He's hot.
He's huge. Like, Nick is so big that when it sounds like I'm like,
I love.
No, he's come by Sirius a bunch of times.
He's got BDE. He feels like he's got BDE.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
BDE.
Okay.
He's just, and you know how you know? Because he doesn't really have to even talk.
Yeah.
That's how you know when he's just like, yeah, things are great. Like, are they great? Then I'm like so excited. Like,
so
tell me
he's
everything.
He's really tall?
Yeah.
He's like 6'4".
Derek is tall.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 6'4"?
No, Nick is a big boy. And is Ben. Ben is like 6'5".
6'4"? 6'5"?
When I meet these guys, you have to understand, on TV, everybody looks normal.
Yeah,
except
yeah,
for me,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
And these, let's not talk about it. Depending on the size of the furniture, it's a long story. Anyway.
But I get
Ben
I know
is
that
big.
Your brain is crazy because the fact that all you remembered about our evening is my dress and your dress.
No, only because I was laughing. The only reason, because Arden is doll-shaped. Mm-hmm. So when you show up at an event, just let me finish.
Yeah.
Because I had to quit Rent the Runway because everything I got was either, hold on.
I quit it too.
I did. Well, I was becoming obsessed and it was like not
no,
it fun.
Was, it was shopping too much. I was too,
but
it was bad for
I either
me.
Had loose boob holes and I have big old tees.
Yeah.
But it was either the stuff was like a little too loose or like ripping tight and I couldn't do it. But it was like such a pretty dress too. That's why I was jealous, honestly.
No, it was a really good dress. It was the best run of the run. It was a self-portrait run of the runway. Great dress. But no, it was like watching.
And you spent a lot of time getting ready. Don't pretend like I'm being weird.
No.
That's it. You got your hair and makeup
good.
Done.
I look good.
No,
I look
Arden
good.
Came. I did my own hair and makeup. You
I
can
heard,
tell.
I heard Eddie move. I heard Dolomite premiere. But it was watching him walk up to you. It was like a joyful docking station. It was like he was finally home. Like he literally.
That's like the nicest thing to hear you say like, this even.
But am I wrong? Did it feel
I
like
was,
that? Because I was a witness. It was like truly. Because he's. I
felt warm. You know, I felt like the sun was shining on me when he looked at me.
Everyone at the party wanted. A piece of Eddie, and he just was like enchanted. He was like not getting dragged away from Michelle.
You know why? Because I'm a genuine girl.
I loved it.
I've got a good heart.
I loved it. You're vulnerable.
I'm not often vulnerable, but with Eddie, I like put my walls down a little bit, and I'm genuine. And you know what's funny is I also know timing. So
yeah.
I was happy to just say hello. I literally worship you. Thank you. And then when he stayed longer, that's when I started to spiral because I hadn't planned on anything.
He stayed too long. It's because he was just standing smiling at you, and then he wasn't walking away.
And then I didn't know where to go. So I was like,
because he wasn't saying much. He was just smiling. He wasn't adding things. He was just, but he was clearly delighted. Oh. It was so great.
And then we got our picture.
I know. We did it. Thank you, Keegan Michael Key.
And what about Ice-T that night?
Oh my God.
Come on.
We met Ice-T. And Coco was there. Ice-T, like he was like giving us comedy advice, and it was the best.
Wow. We had a TED Talk. We had a tea talk.
We had a tea talk.
Ice tea talk.
We had an ice tea.
He was so great. No, really. He was there. He had the earpiece.
It was such an. And also, I met the guy that you already knew from Kimmy Schmidt.
Titus. Oh my God. Oh, nice. Well, he's in Dolomite.
What a dream.
Yeah. I'll plug him. I just saw Titus Burgess at Carnegie Hall.
I saw that
you
he played
would have
there.
Shit.
Tell me, what is his show?
He was singing Stephen Sondheim. But you know, he has a singing voice. He has a face, by the way. One glance and you're on the floor dying laughing. He is so expressive and so funny.
Yes.
But he has such an amazing gift to sing that I'm telling you. And the main hall, Carnegie Hall.
I love it.
Brought the roof down. Andrew Garfield was there.
Oh my God. Whoa. This is so what a night.
Back to Peter.
I got to come back and be your number. I got to be your plus one.
I'm the best person to plus one with. I always have fun.
Okay, great. Okay. I mean, I got to come be your plus
one. I'm saying
Okay, so there we go. So then he's like, he gets a date. Finally, Natasha gets a date. She looked great.
I love Natasha.
I thought she looked in her white jeans and her long sweater and her little white tank top and her cute little scarf around her hips. Like, she looked cool and sexy and like.
And like an adult?
Yeah.
She didn't look like a high school.
Yeah.
She didn't write any notes on any hot pink pieces
of
paper.
With like a heart dot for the eye.
Like she's an adult woman.
Yeah. And so they go out. They're like eating. I hated that he made her like eat food to the lips. Like nobody. I would break up with somebody if they made me do that.
Like Lady and the Trumpet.
Yeah. I don't want Lady and the Trumpet, particularly if I don't know you. Like even I would just never do that. Although you Anna, now it makes me want to do that with you. I want to like share a Dorito.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I have a big piece of fettuccine here. If you want to just try it out. Yeah.
And then we have, so then I loved they put on a headband that had all the little dolls on it. And she goes, "These are all your girlfriends 2 weeks ago."
Funny joke.
It was great.
Loved it.
Yeah. It was great. And it actually felt like it was her and not like a producer.
Yeah.
Okay. So then meanwhile, there's a gymnast in the street and he goes, "There's never a dull moment with her." It's like, what? There's always a dull moment with you, sir. Like it's just.
He's dull.
Okay. So then Kelsey's like. Her teeth were gray, and she was like, kind of back talking shit with Hannah Ann, who was like, wasn't that her Champagne Gate frenemy? Why are they hanging out now? I don't get it.
Hannah Ann is, to me, the phoniest bitch in the house.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann is, but Hannah just has phony, mean, like, she just
has a mean streak
to me.
There's no there there.
I don't know how to explain it.
I think Victoria F. is meaner.
But blatantly, but... Abruptly so.
Yeah.
Like Victoria F. is like a whirling, like she's nuts.
Yeah.
Whereas Hannah is very composed.
Yeah. No, it's scary.
But which it's this scary.
It's suspicious.
Yeah, it's...
No one's that composed.
She's really taken her pageant lessons. Yeah. Like, she's the star pupil of the pageant school.
And that's... You want to avoid that person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're back. And so they're... she's like, my brothers are a lot. I've got three strong men. They're so cute. If I take you home, there's three brothers. And they go, and she looks so cute at dinner. And he was like, she was like, I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be here. And he's like, okay, so you feel good. I feel good. She goes, I feel good and I feel safe when I'm with you. And she's like, how do you feel? And he just like was like glowering at her. He's just like glaring. And he was like, I feel like I can see potential.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, stop, Arden.
I see potential in you. I see.
Like a boss.
You can be like a real workhorse.
Yeah. Like when you have an intern.
Yeah.
And you're like, can you now fetch me my things? Thank you.
Natasha has a lot of the qualities that I'm looking for in a mate, but more of a friendship quality than a romance.
Ugh. Mate. Also, I hate that word.
Mate. I'm in a mate.
In a mate?
I mean, Ernie, what do you think so far? Does it make you want to watch The Bachelor?
Sure.
Ernie's having fun. I'm checking in on Ernie. He's laughing.
Ernie's having more fun than he thought he was going
I agree.
To. He thought it was going to be a long 2 hours, and it is, but it's still.
We're here for 2 hours.
No. But like it
I have
is.
To
no,
run.
No, no, no. It's a long hour.
I'm
but,
kidding.
But a long 3.5 hours, and it is. But
the Irishman. Yeah. If you don't mind, let's do our Irishman bit. They love it. We just do the whole movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hello, Diane. Keanu. Oh my God. Okay.
You've snapped. All right.
Oh my God. Okay. So then he's like, I owe you the honesty. I can't give you this rose. I'm so sorry about that. And she goes, I hope you find what you're looking for. I know I will. And I thought, that's a good answer. It wasn't too rude.
I mean, look.
He's an idiot.
She was too good for him from the get-go.
Yeah.
And let's be just have a real frank conversation because
Please.
It has to be said.
Yeah.
He was going to end up with a little white girl.
Of
I mean,
course.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
It has to be said.
Yes.
And that is unfortunately with the show, one of my biggest issues with
Me
it.
Me too.
Is they have never actually picked a bachelor who I thought to myself, oh,
yeah,
he's actually really open to keep to like everybody.
Yes, I agree
and
with
I
you.
Knew from the second the season started, and I'm sorry, maybe that's like just the bias of this country, but I was like, he is never going to end up with a little young, skinny white girl. Am I wrong?
I feel like they always pick bachelors like this. All of the bachelors.
It's never not happened.
It's crazy.
With Rachel, she ended up with Brian.
Yeah.
And which was, and I think maybe one of the few, well, no, because Sean Lowe with Catherine.
Yeah.
We're talking like, you know, things like that. But there was no way. And you know what the truth is? For the best, because she can literally do so much better than Peter.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh my God, a blessing on her. She's beautiful and smart and funny and great. But I just was like, this show, they still.
I know.
Are like going through the motions of making us think maybe, but you
know. I know.
I don't know. Is that shitty of me to say?
No,
I'm saying what's
that's the truth.
True.
It
does.
I mean, watching it is so uncomfortable because you know, it's like every year you hope that somebody might stand a chance, and it's like, and it does feel. It got less so on Paradise. I felt like this year on Paradise was the first year it actually felt like it didn't, like it was
open.
Just, it felt open.
I love that.
Me too.
They should always feel like that.
Yes, that was like the first time that was like, oh my God, it actually felt, all right, cool. But
no,
like,
but they get
in
these
the
Midwestern
mansion.
Guys who are like, you know, these religious-y kind of, and I'm going, I would love for him to like actually be open minded.
Yes.
But I let him shock me.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know.
And he didn't.
He didn't. Like, why did he get rid of, why, really, did he ever really open himself up to a connection with her? I didn't feel
No, never.
No,
never.
I agree.
And he cut Sydney last week, who we know is probably a little nutty, but, like, they sure made out in the grotto. Why not keep Sydney around?
Wasn't she the best kisser there, number one?
Like,
and number two, stunning and, like, also funny, cool, smart. She, again, too sophisticated for him, though. She kept talking
about herself in the third person, though.
Look, Michelle does that sometimes too. And like, look, Mish, I like promote my Instagram, Mish Call. I'm a monster.
I feel like I didn't now fully give. I would like to backtrack for a second because Mish Call threw out something earlier that I want to give that I felt like I sped up to and then, or like I didn't give full attention.
Okay,
and
what?
Then I want to talk about the secret virgin thing a little more.
Okay, take it.
I agree. No, I'm not shocked because we saw like in the beginning of the season there was previews of like she didn't tell Peter she's a virgin, so it sort of felt like it was her. But I mean, I guess they've only been on one date, so how do you tell him? But thoughts, secret virgin.
Oof. I mean, I thought she should have brought up how religious she was way earlier as well.
Yeah,
and I think like bring up how religious you are on the first date because like that's pretty big. It sounds like that's like a make or break for her.
Yeah.
And then the virgin thing, like at least bring that up on the second date. Like just
that is,
you know,
that,
like
oh,
I'm
yeah,
saving myself.
Yeah.
That's a part of my religion.
Right.
I thought she took too long to bring it up.
I agree.
It's so awkward. Like how do you bring it up though?
Well,
how do you say it out of like
piece of pink paper, things you should know. One.
Yeah.
Secret virgin.
Yeah.
Hearts over the ice.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch another one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight?
I heard it's a blast.
I
love it because you know what? It's like Gritty Bachelor because people have to marry right away and then they like hate each other.
Does anybody ever like each other?
Sometimes. And honestly, that can be a little boring. It's like better when they don't. But sometimes they hate each other from the get-go and it's uncomfortable.
Mm.
But they have people who are virgins. And I go, why would these experts? And it just reminds me that this. Take the last season. There was a gorgeous couple, Keith, and I can't remember her name. She was like a supermodel, okay? Had never had sex. Why would you then pair her with a guy, this hot guy? He had clearly fucked around. He had like condoms with him for the honeymoon because they immediately go on their honeymoon. Why would they torture him that way? Because he's sexually active. And I feel sort of the same way about this show where it's like, look, great for her.
Yeah.
Do whatever. I free country, save yourself till death.
Yeah.
But don't then put him or put her with this guy who fucked in the windmill or did all these things.
Yeah, yeah. He's a horny guy.
He's horny. It's like, just be fair to everybody involved. And obviously this creates some dramatic tension, which is why the show is good. But I don't think it's fair really to either of them to put her in this situation, especially if he doesn't know, which he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's unfair. And that's all. Because maybe he doesn't want to be her first. You know, there's that theory that men want to be the first. That's a lie.
I don't think as an adult they do.
No.
I think maybe in high school, but like, or college.
Like eighth grade.
Yeah, maybe in like junior high.
Yeah, bat mitzvah.
Yeah, but side note, Married at First Sight, you can read in my book, my grandparents got married after knowing each other for one day. And then my parents were coworkers and never dated, and they got married on a dare, and both of them married till death.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, that's how it starts.
Wait, you tell me this? I am so in love with this. I'm like, I'm out of my chair.
No,
tell me.
My grandparents met. My grandpa thought she seemed fun. They were met in Philadelphia. You couldn't get married without a blood test in Philadelphia, so they drove to Maryland
and got
married in Maryland after knowing each other one day. They had five kids and they stayed married for life. And then my parents were co-workers on Wall Street. Everybody got 2 weeks vacation, but if you went on a honeymoon, you got two extra weeks. They were out drinking.
Oh my God.
So they were like, we're going to go. They dared each other to get married. My dad was like, I'll take you to South America for a month. We'll come back and we'll get it annulled. And then my mom, the next day, upped his ante. She was like, I'll do it, but I don't want to get it annulled. She had a date that night with another guy. She went on it. I think she like might have boned him.
I hope she did.
I think she might have boned
him. The final bone.
Yeah.
The final bone down. Go on.
And then they stayed married for 50 years.
Can I ask a really superficial question?
You can ask me anything.
Because you're beautiful, right?
God bless you. I assume your
parents are both hot. Because,
Do you know what I mean, though? No. My dad looked like John Belushi. He looked John Belushi. My mom was a cutie pie.
Your mom had to be so cute. Come on. I'm mad at you.
My mom is a cutie pie.
This story...
My dad looked like John Belushi. My grandpa looked like John Belushi. So I think the ladies were the good genes.
Oh, my God.
But I have the full building blocks of my dad. I'm all torso, no leg. We're all corgi dogs in the Marine family.
Can I tell a 10-second story about my grandparents who were also married till death but hated each other?
Yes.
So this was not to bring the mood down. World War II, Jewish.
Great.
Okay,
yeah.
fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Great.
Survived. They were put in this housing situation after the camps.
Yeah.
Are we still on?
Yeah.
We're in Bachelor Podcast, the camp.
Right.
Anyway, but listen, it's funny.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was like selling stuff to, you know, food or whatever to people. And he went into the wrong house because they all looked the same.
Yeah.
And that was my grandmother's house. So and she was like 23 or something. And her parents were like, please, you know, some young guy, come please sit for dinner.
Yeah.
And so he sits for dinner and he used to come over for dinner. She never liked him. Pause for laughs to the day she died. Wait. And then he says, listen, there was like one train leaving to his home city. Said, why don't you come? I need to be married. Like, I can't go back after all this without a wife, you know, so please can I marry your daughter? And they go, yes. Her parents were like, yes. And she was like, absolutely not. I don't want to do it. I'm saving certain details for my book, which I've not written. Anyway.
My book agent wants to meet you, by the way.
Is that true?
Yeah.
This is how it starts.
Oh, he's great.
Really?
He's here. He's great.
He's here.
He's here.
Bring him in.
He's here. Robert,
open that door.
No.
I'm holding like a huge parchment full of my thoughts. I'm like, what are the odds? I brought my parchment. This is crazy. Bring him in. So listen.
Yeah.
So he says,
I'll hook you guys up.
That's nice. Thank you. Okay, wait. So he goes, so I'm saving good parts, which are like kind of Sharon Stoney psycho parts. Anyway. So my grandmother was forced to marry him.
No.
Hate, like, furious. Listen, they go to the train station to take the famous train back to Košice in Hungary.
Yeah.
Train got canceled. And they stayed married. Like, she got fucked. And the train got canceled. And then they just were married.
I don't even know
when the next train left. But that's, and they had my poor father. And this is how.
Oh, my God.
This is how the family trauma gets carried down through generations.
That's right. Yeah. I'll trust in that. I trust it.
The pain bodies?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm so big? The pain bodies have glued themselves to me. What?
I have a good person to go to in LA that unhood. I have a person that
hooks the bodies?
That actually straightens out the garden hose of the pain bodies.
Oh.
I really believe in those.
No,
two.
I went to one and it actually was like very weird and healing.
Is it like the Juliana Huff like ass exorcism? Because I don't want to like be flinged around the table.
God, no.
Did you see that?
No.
Goop
what
show
is that?
On the Goop Labs?
No.
You didn't see Juliana, I would say Juliana Huff, where this guy just like flicks his hands over her and she had a full body like orgasm exorcism on the massage table?
Yeah, no.
You, Arden,
I gotta go watch that.
Honey, you gotta go watch it.
Yeah. We'll do that for Patreon. We'll do the Goop Lab Patreon. Okay, go on.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'll hook you up with that.
That's
and
so
the
nice.
Book agent.
All right, I can't wait.
Okay, so we're back. What a journey we've been on.
Oh my God, I just got a book. This is so
fun. You guys got a book deal.
Can't wait to sell your book on my show, by the way.
Oh my God. I gotta come when I
wish you were. Whatever, we'll talk about it.
Oh, you know what? I'll come next time. I'll let you know next time.
Yeah, okay.
I love doing your... Okay. Okay, so then they go out and so he cuts Natasha and we see my favorite character on The Bachelor, Suitcase PA goes to get the suitcase.
Don't they call him Barstool Trent? That's apparently who it is on Twitter and on Instagram.
They call him Barstool Trent.
Well, no, because Barstool Sports has like a Bachelor thing and I think his name is Trent and I don't know if this is true or not, but I think he's a person who works at Barstool. I might be making this up.
I saw a video of him watching himself.
That is a blast. I love when the man gets sent to
the suitcase.
And I love them being like, rah, rah, like so shocked. How disappointing was the 2-on-1 last week? That was the worst 2-on-1 I've ever seen. There's no helicopter leaving on a side of a mountain. I just like to see
which TJ Maxx luggage they went with. It's the purple luggage. The purple heart shot.
I could never fit everything in one bag like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the PA gets the suitcase and then we have Natasha's gone and that means that we have Hannah Ann, Victoria F, and also Kelsey go on the three-on-one. And Kelly, all of a sudden, oh no, I'm sorry, Kelsey has her date next. And Kelsey is manic and she runs down the hill manically and like jumps on him. And they go on their ATV on the mountain thing. And he was waiting for her. She was nervous.
Was anyone else horrified that he made her run up a hill?
Oh my God. He goes, no, we have to run all the way. I went to college in Colorado, which was not the right school for me, also in the book. But it's like, I remember being forced to climb like a 14,000 foot mountain, and I got like altitude sickness. Like the air gets really thin up there, and I'm going to guess it's thin in Peru. And
Very thin, running up
the hill, like I bet you are dizzy and like oxygen deprived. Yeah. And he was like, you have to run up the hill.
I won't do a workout date.
No,
I won't do a workout date with a professional. Does that make sense? Like someone, I won't sweat.
No.
I'll sweat when the time is right.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
It's intimate.
Yes, I don't want to work out even. I don't want to go on like a hiking lunch date with a friend. It's a solo.
It's like a shame.
It's like a shame hole that I'll go into alone. I'm not going to be like huffing and puffing in front of someone.
I had a trainer. Hot gay guy who when he put me on a treadmill and he was like to die for but also like it would never work. I told him you have to leave because if I'm going to pant I'm embarrassed for him to be standing there as I'm like huffing and puffing.
It's
I have a weird thing with that. I'm not normal.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel like I don't want I was never athletic as a kid.
Same.
I was never on sports teams. I was never and like forced to do I was always picked last and like I just get ashamed like let me just do my own pace my own I'm not that coordinated just like let me do my thing and don't watch me because I feel ashamed.
I need to go to that pain body guy. The more you're talking about, I'm like, I need that shit.
Oh my God, it's really weird and good. You're gonna love it.
I'm excited.
On like these footprints and like it's weird.
Okay, go on.
So
sorry,
it's really weird. Okay, so they go and they run up the hill, and he was like, "This is what I want. This is what I want to do every day for the rest of my life. I just want." And I just thought, this sounds so boring. Like what you want? Like she clearly didn't want to run up the hill. She clearly didn't want to ATV. Like this is what you want.
Yeah, I don't also. What does that mean? This is what you want. You want to travel all the time? Like you're on a very, like you're in a special situation where you can go to all these places. Like the real world. You're going to be working.
Like, he wants to be in, like, what are those cars that kids get? Those, like, little moving cars?
Yes.
Like a little ATV, which is another culture I don't know from at all.
No, I've never been on an ATV.
Wait, I literally have never. I think once in the Middle East it happens.
I've never been on one. I went on one in the Middle East as well.
Was it fun?
It's like a little Jeep. I mean, it's cute.
Yeah. Is it scary?
No, I mean, it
wasn't like Vicky and Tamra when they flipped that shit over in the desert. Never forget.
Yeah.
But I just like bringing up other shows. It's like my thing.
I love it.
No, but he doesn't make any sense.
No.
They go up and so he's like, well, what do you want? And I actually felt like again, going back to you, Michelle, why she would be a great bachelorette when she said, I want to work a couple days a week. Like, you never, it's always like, ooh, she wants to work. Like, I want to work a couple days a week. I want to be home. I want to find balance. I want to be involved in my kids' lives, but I still want something for me. I was like, that's actually the most reasonable answer. Like,
she's good.
I feel like women are on this show are not fully allowed to have any ambition beyond influencer. Like, that she actually wanted a job. She wanted to go do it. She wanted some balance, but she didn't want to give up herself just to be like, I like that.
I really, I'm telling you, Kelsey for Bachelorette. Yeah. People don't want to listen to me.
No, now I really am all in now. I agree with you.
Except, well, we'll get to it. I was going to say. Okay. They might, I just feel like she should know better than to tell these producers too much about her life.
No, this is a Dean situation.
They're going to use it against her.
This is a Dean situation where where you took Rachel home and we see the dad in the turban and the eating the mung beans with the new wife. And
I've
like,
never been hotter for Dean than when I saw that dad in that turban. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm in.
I mean.
Well, Dean is my number one. Are
me
you
too.
Kidding me?
I met him in person once. Have you?
Yeah. And he's also so tall as shit, isn't
fucking
he?
Fucking hot. Yeah, he's tall, so. And his
painfully
eyes,
hot.
And he's movie star handsome where he actually makes you feel like you have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I have
He touches you and you're like, that meant more than just a touch. That's how I felt.
I remember we did Outside Lands and like, so we had to get him like to send in his W-9 and like he was like trying to wrangle Bachelor contestants to like email W-9 just like trying to give like a flock of kittens a bath. And so
like what's the social?
So we were just trying to get them their money, you know? And so like Dean was dealing with one of the ladies that was like the producer there was like in the trailer. She's like an adult woman, like a mom of two. And so he like she pulled him aside and was like, Dean, like you have to sign this. And he was like, what even is a signature? It was like, he was like on, but like he looked at her like, he was like,
I'm aroused. And I'm like literally, I'm like, oh my God.
He looked at her and he was like, you've got beautiful eyes. So the woman, and like you just feel like you had a chance. You're like, am I going to fuck Dean? Like,
no,
this is going to happen.
Pre-mustache. I don't know this new Dean with the.
I'm not mad at the mustache. I'm not mad at
I'm going to be honest. I don't love the new look for me. I just slapped my mic so hard. I just got, de-slapped the mic. But when I met him, which was years ago, I was doing something Facebook Watch with Ashley I and him,
love.
A couple others.
She's a stunner too.
Gorgeous. Stunning.
Stunner.
He sat next to me and he kept like, not rubbing my back the way I'm like, porny about this, but he kept kind of his massive hands. He's also huge. Is he not so tall?
He's
like 6'3".
He's a big guy.
And the only dig on him, which is like funny because I like literally wear the same like house dress every day, is that he wore like real Forever 21 clothes. And I was like, oh, he's a baby boy. Like,
he's
this
a
is
baby
a
boy.
Child. Like, rich.
He wears capris.
Yeah. Like
he wears capris.
You get it. But he's probably one of the best looking men I've ever laid eyes on in my life, period.
You know who? I just was watching some back seasons of Below Deck, and that kid that was the British kid from 2 years ago.
I need a name.
Okay,
they're all British and hot.
He dated Connor. Connor
was like a dorky.
He was the
skinny one.
He was the hottest guy. He dated Connor, maybe not Connor. He dated the lady that was he dated Hannah. And he was
Hannah Farrer,
and he was the bosun, and he was too young. He was like 22, 23.
I'm having a memory here. Yeah, go on.
And he was the hottest.
Wait, Connor, he's on my show.
So
hold on,
fucking hot.
You know what though? He's hot like a One Direction hot. When he came to Sirius,
yeah.
I don't want to brag.
No,
we follow each other on Instagram. I don't want to say
everything.
Anything.
Tell me everything.
He in person is like literally. You're like, you know, he looks like the little boy from Jojo Rabbit, grown.
Yeah,
he's got baby Jojo Rabbit. He's like kid faced. You know, he's cute though.
Okay, that kid.
I wouldn't say he's like. Like, I want to.
He's not.
I had a crush on him when he left, but it was like cute crush, not like a Dean crush.
He wasn't
where
Dean is
things
the
were happening
hottest.
To my body.
Dean was like, I had to walk him from one side of the festival to the comedy tent.
Yeah, like disgusting.
It took me like 45 minutes. Like every girl was like, oh my God.
It was literally
like.
It
oh
was
boy.
Like, we were they scheduled us, we were the earliest show of the festival. It was noon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And and we thought nobody's going to come. It was so crowded.
It's a madhouse.
And it was like women like the height of Titanic, Leo DiCaprio or
on the deck when they're all sinking. That's what I was picturing. Yeah. Like the height of
just,
the boat sinking on Titanic.
The height of the
just like screams.
Or like Twilight with like
oh, yeah.
like it was like
Our
fully
path.
Like girls like clawing at Dean, like clawing at Dean to get
it's actually gross, honestly. It's a little, it's like, and we had look at us. I'm like, ladies, get it together. Meanwhile, my pants are down. I just hose water coming out. I couldn't get enough.
Please say that tonight at the Symphony Space.
Be classy. I'm like, you got it. Where my hose water
Michelle,
girls at?
Michelle got an email in advance that it's going to be an older, she's doing a show tonight. Yeah. And they were like, can you please be elegant? And it was like,
I'm elegant. I like never work blue. Yeah. So that's how I took it, like, offended. Like, what do you think I do on stage?
Yes, that hose water.
Classic Michelle when call.
Classic Mich call. Hose water.
When I hear Sondheim, my pants are at my ankles. Hose water coming
I
out.
Was literally masturbating throughout Dick Tracy when I was little. I don't even know what I was doing. I just had a feeling, and I said, I got to go with that. Okay, go on.
So then we have, Kelsey makes the error of telling them, look, you know, it's going to be emotional for me. I have to warn him. Next week is hometowns, my family. I felt for her. Like,
I know.
Look, if you have a quirky family, I get, like, I had a really odd dad. And, like, I had this great mom. But, like, I had to kind of warn some people. Like, hey, he's just, like, an odd dude. Like, and you wonder if people are going to think that you're fun at a party. But then the more they get to know you, like, it's complicated if you have a complicated family.
Very much. And her complication was really serious, actually.
Like, it's real.
And by the way, because it's like a family secret that she revealed clearly on television that her mom is now going to know where she'd been talking to her estranged father but wasn't telling the mother. It's sad.
Who's obviously going to be there at home? There's no way dad's not popping in next week.
It's going to be really weird, actually, I
think. No way dad's not popping in. And then we hear that it was really hard, that her mom was really sweet. Her dad wanted to be there. When she was Miss Iowa, he started reaching out. There was red flag, and he goes, what were the red flags? And he's like, God told me to leave. God told me to go to Mexico.
We've all been there.
The number of times the Lord has sent me to Cancun, I can't even count.
God told me to get a Zipcar, drive to Jersey, and go to Costco later. I'm sorry. It's the Lord. Yeah. Okay? Go on.
I feel like I have gotten a Zipcar with you and drove to New Jersey.
We did that.
We
went to Woodbury Common. That was like our first friend date. Arden was here. I was like, let's go on a drive.
Yeah, we bought it. Okay. That's funny. Then we have, and he was like, I want you to make your own decision. I don't want outside influences. I don't know what that is. But so then the mom doesn't know. And I felt like, he's like, you're really special to me. You mean a lot to me. And she's like, that's what scares me. I'm really excited about us. He's like, please don't ever be scared. He likes protecting a gal.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she's going to make it at least past hometowns. I should think she'll be at least top three.
For sure.
She'll get boned in a windmill.
He's boning her.
He's going to bone
her. Oh, my. He'd be a fool not to. I'll tell you, he's an idiot if he doesn't.
Exactly.
Compared to Victoria
Or Hannah Ann.
Oh.
It's got to be Kelsey. He's got to be Kelsey.
Hannah Ann, I feel like, is like she brings wet ones into bed. Does that make sense?
I can't believe that she's not a virgin. You know what I mean? Like she feels like, okay. I mean,
uptight.
We don't know that, though. We don't know. Maybe she's also a virgin.
Secret or virgin.
So then we have, should we take one more break before we go into our final three ones? No, they did not.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And we're back. Guys, we're in the home stretch here. We're on the 3-on-1. Kelly's annoyed. She's given her, she was giving him some tude. She's coming in hot. She's annoyed to be on the 3-on-1. They drive up. She's like, thanks for making us walk all the way across the lawn to you. Like,
I love that.
She was pissed.
She was like, bring her worst. Like, they all sit on the bench. She's like, I'm just going to take a nap. Like, she's lost the will to even pretend that
she's senioritis.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like the end and she's just like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. Please pick me and let's just do this.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And she's like, what? I'm here with a child. She's like, think about it. I'm a fucking lawyer. We've got Hannah Ann, who's like a 1-year-old.
He wants to stick it in a lawyer.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Come on. Of all the things to say, come on. I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
Why are we? Meanwhile, these other girls are like, dear Peter, like with a crayon.
Dude,
come on.
So,
he doesn't want to fuck you. I'm just saying.
Hannah Ann, he pulls Hannah Ann aside and she realized that his panty dropper is tears.
Yep.
She was like, I feel like I'm just, daddy, I wrote you a note. And like, so. My friend Lori, actually, it literally had reasons I love Peter. And it had like a heart-shaped eye over. So Lori sent me, there was a screen grab of what she said.
Of what she wrote.
What she wrote. I got to find it.
There better be grammatical errors because I will be honestly disappointed.
Okay, one. You make time for what I love about Peter. You make time for me. I'll just pick a number. There's like 30.
Six.
Okay, six. You make me feel beautiful, even with hot dog on my face. Pick another number.
By the way, filthy, dirty.
Bring me.
What a slut.
when was he eating a hot dog?
So we got 20. Pick three more numbers.
Five.
You make me feel like the only girl here. One more number.
We got to go deep. 18.
18. 18. You allow me to be myself.
They sure already said that.
Number 20. Because you are you and there is no one else like you.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, I'm in. I love
his dick like busted through the paper. He was like.
Like the Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was so in.
Mr. Clean punching through his dick. Still like Mr. Clean. Finally. Finally. But again, think back to Hannah Brown. Like, this is a horny guy, and these are children.
No, Hannah was a woman.
Hannah was a woman. Yeah. Hannah was a crazy woman. But
I like Hannah, but she had some spice at least.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Is Hannah Brown coming back, do you think? Mitch call.
Bring her home.
You bring her home to me, Peter. You go get her and you don't let her go.
Well, are we talking about the rumors yet or not?
Okay, let's talk about
because
it.
Because I think before
let's
we get into it. The... If we're going to talk about what makes Peter's mother cry like that...
All right, let's do it at the end. We'll finish our
three-on-one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're right.
I don't know if Hannah Brown's coming back.
Okay, so then we have... So then he's like, okay, Hannah Ann, let me go put you in an SUV and send you away, right? So then he's like down to two. I also loved at the beginning of this how Kelly was like, I wish I could just push you both in front of a bus.
It was funny.
I know. She's like, oh, I'll just take a nap. I mean, obviously, I'm going to get it. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
Victoria. But imagine how annoying these girls are when you're in the mansion with them or wherever and you're hot.
In a Machu Picchu Marriott.
A Machu Picchu garden in, and you have to be stuck there with these morons, and you actually are a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you're just like, are you kidding me? Like,
You're right.
Think about it. Like, by the time.
There's no music, there's no magazines, there's no internet, there's no phone.
By the time the date rolls around, it's like, please, I am literally begging you, let us get. Like, I could see why. Her mindset as a smart person is like, get me out of here already.
Yeah.
And she did leave.
She went right to tears. And then we have a child wrote it. And he was like, that is the sweetest thing ever. Victoria F. is running hot. She's already pissed off.
Ugh.
She's already, she goes, it's annoying to be around me. I'm going to have to agree.
Her antenna were...
She's
all over the place.
So
a little buggy antenna.
Can I just say, she reminds me of how I used to speak to my dad at 16.
Wow. Like,
okay. All right. Why are you in such a mood?
Her her pinky going down, her pinky, and then she was like, "You're always in a mood." Yeah. And he was like, I'm not always in a mood.
This bitch is in a mood literally constantly.
Yeah.
It's a reflective mood, dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dummy.
She's never like, oh, my God, hi. Like, she's always like, oh, and the vocal fry with this fucking girl. I'm like, what is this, McMillions? Are we still on? Are we recording? What are we watching, McMillions? And so he's like, yeah, I'm here.
And he was like, you have given me the reasons to doubt. I am not in a mood. She's like, you're always just like so spun out in advance. Like, I am committed. It's just hard.
Oh, my. You could just slap her, truly. Yeah. I could.
She's like, I don't want it to end. I just don't want to lose you. It's just easier just not to have you than to lose you. And he was like, oh, a boner fever.
Yeah, busted right through the paper again.
Like the Kool-Aid man. Little Peter's back.
She's manipulated. I think she's pretending to be insecure. Because do you see in those ITMs when she pulls up, she's like, yeah, like, so I was really embarrassed by that. And it's like, why can you talk now, but you couldn't talk to him?
I love when you talk producer, ITM.
I know. I was like actually going,
I'm like, what is ITM in the moment?
I'm so deep in.
What is that?
How do you know ITM?
They say it.
No, but what does it stand for?
I think
it's
in the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the head, the one-on-one.
Yeah, the confessional type thing.
Can I say how glad I am that Derek's not here? Because I feel like I look so haggard and tired that I'm so glad that I can't let Derek see me like this.
I put on my best long black dress and my best knee-high button.
But, like, we wouldn't have been able to talk, like, freely.
I wouldn't have talked about the hose. That's for sure. Yeah, hose water would not have made it in. Ernie, meanwhile, is, like, calling HR, but I feel good about it. I'm not worried about it.
Ernie, are we your favorite podcast this week?
He's the best.
Ernie's the best. I wish you would come back with us to Los Angeles. Will you come home with me, Ernie?
Ernie.
Bring you home.
Why you're always in the mood?
Ernie, why don't you come home with me, Ernie?
Bring him home to me. It's me about Ernie to you.
Bring him home. Ernie, is your mic on? Are you able to talk to us? Have you ever watched The Bachelor, Ernie? Yeah.
He really doesn't want to talk to her.
Okay,
like, please,
great.
No.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So then
Ernie's like hiding under his desk. Ernie,
I felt like with Victoria F. Like, I'm like, oh my god, they're the worst. They're the couple that you hate to hang out with.
Oh my god, downers.
Where she's always like, you're in a mood. No, you're a fuck. I'm gonna stand against the wall. And they're like, okay, no, you're right. I love you. Like,
why do guys like
girls
like that? Is it a mother thing? What is that?
I think it's like they love a situation. Like, I think a guy wants to feel like they're chasing. She's the chase. She's
but it's
the
like
chase.
Headache to me. That's
guys like
headaches.
High maintenance. A lot of guys like high maintenance.
I'm telling you my real problem. I am a low maintenance.
Yeah.
If you were listening to this podcast.
Too. I'm a nut, but I'm low maintenance.
I'm like a Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Everyone's Ubered in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm reliable.
Me too.
Sturdy as shit.
Me too.
I fit a lot of people in the back seat.
Me too.
I have.
You know what?
No, I'm telling you, people love being in me.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. I'm not gonna, you know, it's just nice. Yeah. Like, I'm very low maintenance. You never
me
have
too.
To take me to the shop.
Yeah. No. I'll take myself because I'll feel so broken if I, I will go to my own shame hole far away and I will go deal with it myself with the person who's gonna fix my family ancestry. Like, I'll deal with it myself so you don't have to deal
so
with it.
So you don't have to deal
so
with
you
it.
Don't have to deal
you
with
know,
it.
It's funny though. It's probably not the I'm learning from these girls a little bit. Never too late to learn, Mish. 38.
Mirza. So they're the worst couple. And then, so then we have Kelly, who's like, look, Peter, it's an easy decision. Look at me. I'm an attorney. I'm ready for a rose. Give it to me. She got less fun.
She also, listen. Can I?
Yeah, please.
Look, I have.
Speak free, Mish.
My face hasn't ever been fatter in my life. So know that, say nothing. So know that when I'm talking, like, know that, like, the shame hole, Arden and I are co-renting at a WeWork.
I get it.
And we do the co-space.
I love that.
Co-working space.
Really cute tiling and wallpaper at our shame hole.
Oh, we have the free beer
in our
shame hole.
Yeah, we've got open shelves at our shame hole.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But real talk.
Yeah.
Of the three.
Yes.
Let's say you never heard from him, a blind taste test except where you can only see them. Kelly would be the one to go.
Yeah.
Because just superficially speaking, she actually did need to work a little harder.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. And I say this as someone, I would be thrown out day one. So like know that this is not me judging her.
I get it. I would too.
But she just didn't have that cute girl look that the other girls have. It's like, honey, you have to work.
But I will say, he had a boner for her.
First hot second.
He did. And he was like, whatever. Like, he was so entranced by the destiny of, like, grinding in the lobby at the lobby of the Four Seasons Westlake Village. Like, he was super... And it does. It actually doesn't sound bad.
Wait a minute. The way you just said, I'm like, that's nice. I like that. Like, I love lobbies.
Yeah. I love a lobby.
Oh, God.
I love a lobby. I love a Four Seasons. I do feel like he was way more into her than I would have. Like, he was really aroused by her early on, and she didn't give him anything.
Nada.
Yeah. Well, she felt, from day one, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a job and like,
I actually have
my
clients
shouldn't see me like this. And like, whatever. She was wearing like lingerie or whatever.
It was the pillow fight. Yeah. The Demi pillow fight.
Yeah. And then I think from then on, she was just kind of like, he either wants me or doesn't. And I'm not giving, like, I'm not.
You know,
giving
I'm an adult. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm either good enough for you or I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something. It's like I'm having a moment right now.
Yes.
I think obviously this would never happen. But if I were on The Bachelor,
yeah,
like
sure.
How would I be? I certainly wouldn't be crying.
No.
I would be the funny one.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
I'd be like
yeah.
the joke cracker because
yes.
that's how I deal with my insecurities.
Yeah.
But I think I would almost take that. It's not I wouldn't win.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I would do that, too, where I'm like, look, I'm obviously the best one. In, because I know that I'm smart
yeah.
and I'm
yeah.
not self-confident, but I am, you know, I'm
yeah,
weird
yeah.
at that or sometimes and
yeah.
I have my issues,
yeah.
but I get it. I, like thinking back, I'm like, you know what? She actually did the right thing. It's like, look at me. I'm accomplished. I'm pretty.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. If you want these girls, then this was never going to work to
yes.
begin with. And so I kind of respect it now that yeah. I'm thinking about it. Thank
I don't
you.
Think yeah. I have enough confidence mm-hmm. to hold that myself in regard that I think I would fold in and go, I am an animal. I think I would.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
Completely ruined myself.
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would tell him, don't pick me. I'd yeah. be like, honestly, why? like,
no, I
look
would,
around, you
I
know?
Would full go into like court jester, like the neutered court jester of the hot girl.
I'd
like,
be dinklaging
yeah,
from
yeah.
the limo up to.
Yeah.
I'd be in full jester mode.
Yeah,
oh,
full
my God.
I have the full jest. So then we have, we've got, so then
stupid.
Again, Hannah Ann and Kelsey are they're so excited that each other walked through the door again and they pull out champagne and like didn't explode the bottle into Kelsey's face.
Oh, the funniest scene of all time.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
God.
Hello, Diane. But that, if I could watch the Champagne Gate and Keanu greeting Diane Keaton for like the next four, those are my favorite things. All right, let's talk about the gossip. So there's a rumor going around on the internet that Peter, that the reason nobody knows who's won is because Peter's actually fallen in love with his producer, who's actually very cute.
By the way, she's so cute.
Why would you have her as the producer if
yeah.
you didn't want him to fall in love with her? Like, obviously,
yeah.
he's with her more than anyone. She's his confident. She's probably cool. Like,
she's smart, obviously. It's a smart, fun show to work on.
Why would you yeah. hire her if you didn't want any bachelor to fall for her?
It's honestly...
It's like hiring a hot nanny.
I was just going to say... wow, you cock-blocked my hot nanny theory.
I
no,
actually,
in the best way. Hot
I feel
nanny.
Like we're... I feel like we're simpatico.
Sinking.
Why would you do that? Of course
she's
he fell
cute,
for her.
Smart. She's exactly. She's the one who he really intimate with. They're together literally
yeah.
all day long.
Which is why a lot yeah. of people fall for the nanny or their assistant. It's like, she's the one that helps me. She protects me.
Yes.
The rest of them don't protect me. She's the one that has my
this
back.
This is a real person.
Yeah. Do you? Let's talk about it. I think it happened.
I really think it happened, and I want you to know something.
You like it.
I love it. I really like it. It makes me actually feel excited. Like, I've really liked this season, because like I told you, I didn't watch Colton.
Colton was boring.
Oh, I couldn't watch him. But I loved the season, and...
Best thing was the fence jump, which was amazing.
Him yeah, and I watched it, and I was like, great.
Yeah.
It would make me feel really good about how the season ended.
How do you feel? Unless he ended up
yeah.
with Kelsey...
He will not.
I don't think so.
She's going to eat him alive.
Yeah.
That girl, give me a break.
I love Kelsey for Bachelorette for sure.
That's it.
Okay,
yeah.
Anna, do you think it's going
to
be?
I would like it to be that because that person seems like a, I don't see any of the girls on this season for him.
No.
I would like that, but I also don't understand if that would actually, like how it would work out. Because a part of me feels like, wouldn't she be fired or like?
No. Are you kidding me?
At the
best
Bachelor,
twist.
Yeah.
No.
Best twist. And you know what? I'll tell you this. Judging by how stressed he is, I think it's going to... This is
yeah,
my theory.
Yeah, yeah.
My theory only. I don't spoil myself. But,
no, me neither.
Because, like, Reality Steve has tweeted this is not true. And, you know, he actually does have inside info, although...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I think that he is going to, on camera, say, like, something has happened here.
Yes.
And it's going to be a big moment. It's going to be exciting
so
if it's true.
Reality Steve is saying that that's not true.
So Reality Steve, who I never read, by the way, because
no,
I
me
like
neither.
To enjoy things.
Me neither.
Has tweeted, it's not true. But here's my question with Reality Steve. Somebody was tipping him off.
Yeah.
I would never understand why a show would want there to be spoilers because, you know,
yeah.
why would you want it to be out there? Whatever. Maybe that person doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible he has lost his connection to it. This is just my stupid theory. I have no clue.
I love it.
But I really, I want it to be true.
Because he hasn't, I don't think he's spoiled the season for anyone
He hasn't.
Yet.
Well, they're right, saying that they haven't done the final rose yet.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so question.
Well, you know why?
Because it's a producer.
Yep.
Oh, also, Rob Mills, the
Love
head
Rob Mills.
ABC person, he put out an article saying that he cannot confirm or deny that.
He wouldn't want to. Yeah. Okay, it's exciting.
But I thought that was like
two thoughts.
In the fires.
I'm wondering. Well, it's also if he did because he had to get 22 stitches, and I sort of feel like their 2-on-1 was so lame because I feel like they might have had to have a break in production because his head was really messed up. So perhaps while he was injured, he really got more alone time with this producer.
Not
lady.
To mention, did you notice like how quickly does he heal? Because when they took the bandage off, it was really like, there was no Frankensteininess going
there was
on.
No blood. No. I'm really wondering because I bet there was a breather. And they're like stuck in Purdue. Maybe he's hanging out with this lady. It's exciting.
There's like two alpacas who know, and we'll never know.
They're like, shh, I'll never tell.
I love
an alpaca. Never tells. Okay, okay. And then, okay, so then what about, do we think, I don't think we've seen the last of Hannah Brown.
I agree. It would be a mistake not to bring her back.
Okay, so thoughts. Yeah. How's she going to come back? When's she going to come back? Who's going to be the final two? Who's getting cut next week? Michelle. And who's going to win? Michelle.
I don't even remember their names.
Okay, so we have Victoria F. We have Hannah Ann. We have
Madison is
Madison,
final two.
And then we have Kelsey.
Without a doubt, Madison makes top two.
Yeah.
And then honestly, I think it's Madison and Hannah. I think he's going for the good girl because for his image, whether he's into them or not, he cannot go. Those other two girls are like fast girls. He, especially after the Chase Rice thing, he cannot pick. Victoria's also like unbearable.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey is like funny to us and great.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not, it's going to be those two. He needs a good girl because he's like a quote unquote good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think for the final two?
I agree with that. I think next week, I think Kelsey's actually going to go home because the way they're playing Victoria F up, that's, I think, like the red herring. Mm.
And then when does Hannah Brown come back?
The end.
I think the end, yeah. And that scene where
when he's lying on
Chris
the bed
Harrison
going,
comes like, oh, we just learned this. And
what did he learn?
I don't know.
Great impression.
Yeah, that
what
was really
talent
good.
You
that
are.
Was really good.
ITMs and yeah. back.
Yes, that was really good.
Thank
that
you
was
so
really
much.
Good.
Wow.
It's
my only
but then
impression.
Who is the mother? Because this is, for me, the biggest blank to fill. Who is the mother crying about? It would either be Hannah. It's someone she knows.
Madison or Hannah Brown?
Listen, unless the mother has like some real mental illness issues, why would she be crying about Madison, who she met for 5 minutes?
Because I think Madison might have been a virgin who left because he boned Kelsey in the windmill.
There is no way.
He's not going to cut Kelsey because he's going to want to bone her in the windmill.
But he wants to bone Victoria F, too.
He does.
So then he's going to cut Hannah Ann.
No.
Then he's going to cut Hannah Ann.
There's just no way.
He can't bone Hannah Ann.
I don't think the mother is crying about any of the girls that are on the show. Unless she's seriously needs help.
You think it's going to be Hannah? Unless he's like
Hannah or that other girl. Because here's the other thing: in a lot of the conspiracy theories, I think her name is Julia, but I might be wrong. With the producer, there are pictures of the mother with hanging with Peter and the producer.
Yeah.
A ton of Instagram photos. The mother knew her.
Yeah.
So I think the mother loves her, and that's who she's crying. I got chills.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just photos of her with his entire family.
I just got chills.
So glad.
I can't believe I care this much.
Can I just say how glad I am? So delighted that I chose to stay to do this podcast.
I've been dying to do your podcast.
Can
this
I
really means
say,
the world to me. Thank you.
I hope to do. I will probably be in New York a bunch this spring, and we'll definitely do more. Will you please come back?
Well, and also come to SiriusXM.
Yeah.
The Michelle Collins Show, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. I'll plug it. SiriusXM 109. And Arden's been on. You can find us
it's
online anyway.
A blast.
I love you and Lauren Lapkus were there last
time. We had the best time.
Ugh, love
and,
you too.
And I'm going to, will you help us pick a tweet of the week?
Yes.
Okay. So for the new listeners out there, you can tag me or Anna Hosnia on Twitter, Arden Marine, ArdenMyrin, Anna, AnnaHosnieh.
You got
and,
it.
Then you do hashtag WYATR.
Yes.
I feel like I always pronounce your last name differently. Say it properly.
Hosnia.
That's not
how I like that's easy. It's like Hosier with an N.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see. Here we go. All right. We have a bunch of these. There's so many good ones. It's hard. So we've narrowed it down
that's
to
fun.
Like seven.
That's a lot.
Lynn Schreier at Alexa Drovna. So we've narrowed down to two and then we pick the final
got
one.
Got it.
Madison. I'm so excited to find out what we're... Oh, this is when they're fishing. Madison, I'm so excited to find out what we're catching. My husband, STDs.
Funny.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Chaz, at @thorium_dragon. How exciting. It's great that Natasha finally gets to meet Peter.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, that's true.
I like it.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is funny. This is like, this is more of a visual one. Do you know how they added in the swimsuit?
The big undies?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is from Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Peter, my number one quality, what do I want in my wife? I want someone with a huge heart shaped dumper that gets blurred on primetime television.
Yeah.
The blurring is unflattering because these women have like good bodies and it gives them my body, which makes me feel good.
It's amazing.
They draw like weird blobs on their butts.
It's so bad.
They're not even trying.
This is from 3D Dorito at J.A. Shawl. The amount of time she's talking about how he won't be there, he's gonna be there. That was Kelsey talking about her dad.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna be there. Oh, boy.
3D Dorito, Kelsey, I haven't seen my dad in 12 years. Producers rub hands together until now.
Yeah.
Okay. Chaz at @thorium_dragon. Yep, that is definitely how a real human person cries, Hannah Ann. Nailed it.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
She is Simone.
This is 3D Dorito.
Yeah.
I don't watch The Good Doctor, but based on the 15 seconds I see every week after The Bachelor, he's got more game than Peter.
No, by the way, The Good Doctor fucks. I also only watched the first 15 seconds of it, and he was like, can you wake up? I want to have sex now. I was like, what? I thought he was 13 years old. I thought he was a kid doctor. I was like, excuse me?
I did. I was like, Judy Houser.
He's an adult, man. He fucks. All right. Go on.
It's our final one. Megan Corbett back at Meg Corbs. Peter 1,000% uses tears as lubricant.
That's funny. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say for our final two.
I have a favorite three.
Okay, all right. I'm going to throw. Okay, give me your favorite three.
The first two and the last one.
Okay, great. Lynn Schreier at Alexa Drovna, Madison. I'm so excited to find out what we're catching. My husband, STDs.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Chaz at Thorium Dragon. How exciting. It's great that Natasha finally gets to meet Peter.
I liked that one because it's true.
I like that one because it's true, too.
Yeah.
And then Megan Corbin backs at Meg Corbs. Peter 1,000% uses tears as lubricant. I'm going to let you pick.
The winner?
Yes.
I almost want to give it to 3D Dorito because they sent so many, and I love Doritos.
So, and they also said The Good Doctor. They did a good doctor.
I think that's, I like the one, the Natasha tweet made me laugh because it's dark and true. Like, it's real. It's terrible that they waited so long and then he got rid of her.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I didn't like that.
Okay, 3D Dorito, you are the winner.
3D, you know what? 3D deserved it.
That was worse because he picked up the rose as if he was going to give it to her and then was like, oh, but no.
By the way, also fuck him. Even if producers tell you to do that, don't touch it.
Yeah.
They never used to touch it back when they would send you home.
Yeah, don't
touch
it.
What kind of fake out is that?
That was so rude.
What are you, the Fonz? Like, what is this? What is this?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Michelle, where can people find you?
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I've had literally the best time. I could sit here for another 7 hours.
This is the most fun thing ever.
Miss your flight. Let's keep doing this. Okay.
This is my favorite thing that I do.
I'm on Instagram at @mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. Also, I live tweet Bachelor with you guys every East Coast time, every Monday, whenever the fuck it's on, for 9 hours. I have no life. Mish Call, also on Twitter.
She's so funny. Follow this person.
Thank you.
Because she just... is so funny.
Right now.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Also her Sirius XM show. She's so funny.
And I have a live show at Joe's Pub March
31st. I'm going to put that on my calendar because I love watching.
Oh my God,
show.
If you're here, please
I'm
let
put
me
it
know.
Because if I am, I would, you know.
We can do a duet or something, Artie.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh my
God. So that's on March 31st, Joe's Pub. You can go to my Instagram link and get tickets. It's a really fun show. I sing, I do,
there's
giveaways, I got a new prop. I know that I'm turning into Carrot Top, please say nothing, but I have a new hilarious thing that I bought yesterday for my show that I'm like sweating with excitement
reveal
it.
When we're not on air, I need to know what it is.
You're going to shit.
And I wanted to say, no, like this is one of my favorite live performances. I mean, it just makes me laugh
so hard.
You can see Insatiable is on Netflix, but my book, pre-order Little Miss Little Compton, wherever you get books, support your local bookstore. Get it through there, wherever you want to find it. And I'm going to be doing giveaway. I'll be doing all sorts of giveaways between now and then, but I really appreciate it. Apparently, it's all about the pre-order, so I appreciate it. And I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really look at it that much. I like Instagram, Art of Marine. And I lost 100 followers last week.
Are you kidding?
I lost 100 followers. So if you want to follow me, that'd be great.
I just got so upset.
I know, right?
Wow, what?
Yeah.
All right.
How dare they? Okay. Tana.
I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter, I guess. Just keep tweeting me every bachelor night. I can't look at my Twitter because there's so much coming in that
That's
I have
fine.
To like.
You have to wait till the
like,
end.
And yep. then I go through one by one in bed when I'm covered in my cats. And yep. I'm like,
oh my God, yeah, we dream.
The best. Yeah. We appreciate all yeah. We really appreciate your emails. We appreciate your you're reviewing us on iTunes. Yes. It really means a lot. You guys, we love hearing from you. You can like us on iTunes. We love your reviews on iTunes. We just got one yesterday by Loud and Swain fan number one. That's Rob Benedict's band. More Rob, more Rob, more Rob, 5 stars. Arden, I absolutely adore this podcast, and I have not watched any Bachelor-related show since the Emily Maynard-Womack seasons. Wow, I love that you listen to the podcast without watching the shows. The only negative I can think of with your hilarious podcast is the greatest Bachelor of the Year. Rob Benedict is not on every episode. Well, I hear you. He was on the last episode, but I mean, I would love to have Rob on every episode. You know, last week I was in New York. This week I'm in New York. But if it was up to me, I would clone Rob Benedict and bring him with me because he is the most wonderful thing ever. We also got a 5-star review. Fuck yes. From Mary Krauzik. I haven't laughed this hard in months. Sharp, smart, hilarious, and perfect. And Jerry is fucking excellent. The perfect partner material, at least for me. So good. Thank you for listening, Mary. We appreciate it. We also love your emails. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't love your emails. I love your emails. We got one from Samantha Wynn. Hello, Arden, Anna, Katie, and all the guest stars. My name is Samantha. I love listening to your podcast. Well, thank you for listening, Samantha. She's a junior in college. I have 3 things she wants to write about. 1, I think Peter is so obsessed with square dancing and hoedowns because he went to Baylor and Waco. That's interesting. I did not know that. 2, I saw a thread on Twitter about how Peter may end up with one of the producers. As you heard earlier in the podcast, we discussed that, and that is a banana pants proposition. 3, I've been so excited to share this one. I'm on the dance team, and our coach told us about an event that we're doing on campus next week after Valentine's Day. Basically, it's sort of a dating game. However, Mike Johnson from last season will be there emceeing the event. Okay, I need you to get a photo with Mike. I need you to tell me everything. I need to know everything. If you want to email us, we're at rosepodcast@gmail.com. There's just been so many, like, I can't even tell you the most wonderful emails that we received. We received one from a nice gentleman who was saying that this podcast actually was helping bring he and his wife together, that one of the things was that they weren't having common interests and that she liked The Bachelor and she liked the podcast. And now that they actually listen to it together, that they can discuss it and discuss the podcast. So we're giving you a shout out and we appreciate you emailing in. And we love hearing from you. So again, rosepodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. So you guys, we're getting to the final, what did we say, bone down?
The final bone down.
Yeah, it's the final, oh my God, we're getting that's what they should play when they get to Fantasy Suites. It's the final bone down. All right, my name is Arden Marin. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.